So what they're proposing is, in order to, for us to comply with the bylaws and the agreements, that share has to remain, that pro rata billing. That pro rata billing would remain for flows and any expenses associated with the treatment of waste. The cost of operating the sewer authority inside the gate would still be based on the pro rata share. The one thing the board has proposed is an additional rate structure for anything outside the gate. That would be conveyance system, lift stations, so any expenses associated with line breaks or lift station maintenance or electricity for lift stations, any of those costs would be based on a different pro rata share. And that pro rata share is based on the number of lift stations and the number of miles that you have of authority lines within your service district. The difficulty we have, though, is that it's not going to take existing bills and reallocating them. It's going to be on top of. All the cities will see an increase, but we'll see a significant increase in our cost for the sewer authority because they've got to, number one, generate more revenue, and the cost outside the gate will be at a little higher percentage for us than what we're accustomed to. Eventually, the users will have to pay us in order to make payment on the bill, but we won't be saying, okay, each homeowner is going to get $4 of that each month. I don't want to throw a number out there because we don't know that yet. You know, our hope is that through some growth in our revenues that we've seen and, you know, some reduction expenses, we can actually absorb that cost.